Swallowcliff Hall. Eugenie's Story, 1893. Written and read by Jenny Walters. All rights reserved. Thursday, February the 23rd. What a day of ups and downs. It feels as though I've been shown a vision of paradise, only to have the gates slammed shut in my face. After so many months in mourning, finally, a chance to turn towards the sun, to welcome beauty and joy back into my life. And yet my stepmother seems determined to thwart me. What can I have done to deserve such cruel treatment? For lack of any other confidant, I've decided to keep a note of my trials and tribulations in this journal, so that in happier times, which one day must surely come, I can look back and remember the storms of my youth. The first inkling of disaster came yesterday. Mama summoned me to her room before dinner, a request that filled me with vague foreboding, though I had no idea what was to follow. She acknowledged the tragedy that had befallen me early in life, before saying now it was time to look to the future. After careful deliberation, she and Papa had decided I might enjoy a visit to stay with my cousin in India. Connie sounded so much happier in her last letter, she added insincerely. India, I repeated, momentarily thrown. It took a few seconds for the full meaning of her words to sink in. Have I become the kind of...